Christ, fuck the Zeitgeist. Fuck the Zeitgeist, fuck the Zeitgeist.
Good morning, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the universe. We are Tommy McKay, and I do comedy and music. Now, some people like that, some people hate it. Well, there you go. I don't care either way, really. Now, if you stumbled here from the Daily Reckless, hiya, Reckless Ones. Now, do you like your music and comedy together? Well, I know I do. There's a hell of a lot of preconceptions and misconceptions about this whole area. I've met comedians who hate guitar acts, and musicians who hate comedy music acts. You never change most people's opinions in this, right? But let's try and reassess at least, eh? I'll be trying to find the right mix on this particular Fuck the Zeitgeist podcast. That's sometimes thin line between novelty music and genuinely inspired funny stuff. You know? No? Anyway, let's kick off with the funnies. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Half Man, Half Biscuits.
I fancy I'll open a stationer's, stock quaint notepads for weekend pagans. While you were out at the Roll Right Stones, I came and set fire to your shed. 'Cause you probably work at an all-night garage. You probably work at an all-night garage. You probably work at an all-night garage with talk radio on. And you curse my soul if I don't want petrol. Curse my soul 'cause I don't want petrol. I only came down for a tube of Pringles, sour cream and chives. Because you gotta get up off your fat ass to go and get my crisps, and you gotta go around the counter, and it's really inconvenient. And when you come back, you toss them into that sliding metal tray device thing that separates us, and you say, £1.35. As opposed to, that'll be £1.35, please, sir. This is, of course, done to annoy me, but has the opposite effect of amusing me no end, because suddenly I've got other things to buy. I'll have two scotch eggs and a jar of Marmite. Two scotch eggs and a jar of Marmite. Two scotch eggs and a jar of Marmite. What sandwiches have you got? Well, now you become quite irate, and your voice becomes louder, and you start to sound like Lead Belly at the depot. I got ham, I got cheese, I got chicken, I got beef, I got tuna sweet corn, I've got tuna sweet corn. I'll have 10 Kit Kats and a Motrin Atlas, 10 Kit Kats and a Motrin Atlas, and a blue CD on the Hallmark label. That's sure to be good.
Absolutely sublime Half Man Half Biscuit there from the album Trouble Over Bridgewater, and that was 24 Hour Garage People. That's the kind of stuff we I want, I don't know about you though. Anyway, this is Fuck the Zeitgeist. We're supposed to be reassessing what music and comedy is all about. If it's funny, it's funny in my book. That's about it. I mean, a lot of people hate comedy music, and let's face it, a lot of it is rubbish. But some of it with, well, like, I don't know, I'm talking shite. Well, just music with, you know, comedy content or lyrics. There's a fine line between novelty and comedy. Everybody, you know, novelty songs, you get stuff like, oh, the chicken song, which is just really, really irritating rather than funny. So in other words, good comedy songs have content which is worth repeating. So it's like good lyrics, and it really helps if it's a good melody as well, I always think. That's the kind of things I like to listen to best, but hey, I'm no musical snob, I'll listen to anything. I'll hate a lot of it, but I'll give it a go. I do like music more than comedy, so forgive me if I do rail on against the trend-obsessed majority with their achingly hip views on Sunday magazine supplement music. And nostalgia for their old kiddies programmes, sweeties and bleeding shit. 80s TV music, is it? 80s soft rock, it's not funny. Ironic or anything, it's just plain pish, get over yourself. Anyway, new music, new tweet, that's the other thing that gets me. Here's what I mean. That's horrible, 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 horrible new tweeness there. And that's the kind of, you know, all those middle class kids you see looking all so casually thrown together. Oh, two adverts, that's, yeah. Oh, God. I don't mind a bit of Bill and Sebastian now and again, obviously, but these fuckers are just taking it too far. And all the nostalgia as well. God, my day, it was just old people who got nostalgic. Now it's folk in their bleeding 20s. You see what happened there? I started getting nostalgic for the old nostalgia. Is this uber postmodern or what? Now, I'm also Scottish, as some of you may have gathered. Here's a fantastic song by a new band called Dumb Instrument called Suffering from Scotland.
It was windy, trees were bendy. I was staring at my knee. I was in Brighton in a taxi. Taxi driver says to me, "What's wrong, pal? You look depressed." I said, "I'm suffering from Scottishness. Oh, for Christ's sake, I like shortcake, and if I'm happy, it feels fake. I dream in tartan about Dumbarton. I think I've failed when I'm only starting. Oh yes, I must confess that I'm suffering from Scottishness. One day felt like something in the toilet of a bar. Then the gadget in the mirror, he says, "Who'd you think you are? You're nothing, you're just a mess. You're an advert for Scottishness." Taxi driver, he stopped the cab. He marched me straight to the nearest pub. His arm around me, he did his best to make me see how my life is blessed. So I lamped him with my glass. I'm suffering from Scottishness. Thank you.
suffering from Scottishness there from new Scottish band Dumb Instrument. That's the kind of thing I want about. Really good, clever, intelligent lyrics and fantastic music as well to go along with it. I've suffered from Scottishness all my life, so I know what they're on about. Now, here at Fuck the Zeitgeist, we're going to be casting our comedy net wide, capturing big acts as well as some people you might not have heard of. One of the biggest acts around the now is Flight of the Conchords, and here's Bowie.
Bellies in space. Bellies in space. What you doing out there, man?
That's pretty freaky, Bowie.
Ooh, Bowie.
Is it cold out in space, Bowie? You can borrow my jumper if you like, Bowie. Does the cold of deep space make your nipples get pointy, Bowie?
Do you use your pointy nipples as telescopic antennae to transmit data back to Earth?
I bet you do, you freaky old bastard, you.
Do you have one really funky sequined spacesuit, Bowie? Or do you have several changes?
Do they smoke grass out in space, Bowie? Or do they smoke astroturf?
Ooh!
Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antennae. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? I said, do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? This is Bowie to Bowie. Do you hear me out there, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. I read your loud and clear, man.
Who, yeah, man? Your signals we come a radar screen. How far out are you, man?
I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out, man.
Drawn in by its gravitational
pull.
I'm jamming out with the McJaggernauts soon,
and they think it's pretty cool, man.
No, what?
Oh, okay, Bowie, what was that sound?
I don't know, man, I have to turn my ship around. Ooh, it's the craziest thing.
I'm picking it up on my LSD screen.
Can you see the stratosphere ringing?
To the choir of astronauts singing. Bowie's in space. Bowie, 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 Bowie. Bowie's in space.
Bowie there from Flight of the Conchords. Now here's a smooth one. Chap called Cassette Boy does subversive mashups and cut and paste sort of stuff. Nice bit of schoolboy humour coming up here. One of the funniest things I've ever heard. This is called Bowie. Bowie there from Cassette Boy. Now, if you want to get in touch or have any requests, just pop an email to me at tommy@dailyreckless.co.uk and I'll see what I can do. You've been listening to Fuck the Zeitgeist Episode 1. Now we're going to sign off every week with one of mine. Yes, I've got to plug myself. This is John Prescott.
Definitely. John Prescott is bulimic. Everything has to come out.
John Prescott, he has got an eating disorder.
Order.
He
create stuff, then threw up. Sometimes Prescott, he forgot. When he balked, it was clear the whole House of Commons could hear.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He liked pies, he liked cakes. Vienna was his favorite race. Said, John, you should eat some fish, it'll make you feel better. Nothing to me. Oh, Vianetta.
Yes.